Vincentian men from communities across the country will be focusing on their spiritual and moral development during the upcoming series of rural conferences. Project Men 2020 is teaming up with 11 churches, leaders, and other male participants to host the sessions. Project coordinator of Project Men 2020, Conroy Huggins, said not many men were able to attend the national conference held in March, hence the reason for hosting the rural conferences. He said the first conference will be held this Saturday at the Sandy Bay Gospel Chapel.
In March, we held our Pastors and Leaders Seminar and the National Men's Conference. It was very successful. We had three outcomes, but one of the outcomes focused on taking the concept to the rural communities. What happened is that we acknowledged that not much of the men from the rural communities were able to attend the session in town, even though a few did. And we were inspired to take the concept to the rural communities. As a result, we would have contacted some of the persons who were there and other persons, and they bought into the idea. And Pastor Cyril Roberts from Sandy Bay, he was just excited and elated to run with the idea and the concept. And as a result, we will be starting the first rural men's conference in Sandy Bay coming this Saturday.
Mr. Huggins said the organizers will be targeting several rural communities and will continue to focus on the concept, Righteous Manhood, which was used for the first conference.
We're hoping to target seven rural communities, which will include one which could be considered suburbs. We'll be starting in Sandy Bay, and that conference will cover Orange Hill right back to Fancy. Then we will be moving into North Union. That will cover Georgetown back down to Proving Vale area. We also have two planned for the Leeward End, one in Chateaubilay and one in Barley. There's also one planned for Beckway, which will cover the Grenadines. And also there's one for the Maracua Valley. And the last one will be in the Calliacoa Glen area. The concept is just continuing from the first men's conference on the same theme, Righteous Manhood 2014. The idea now is to take the message of righteousness to the nation.
Project coordinator of Project Men 2020, Conroy Huggins. Meanwhile, Assistant Coordinator Nolan Nanton said the objective of the conference is to raise awareness among the male members of the population and remind them of the importance of their roles in society. He noted that a lot of crime and violence can be linked to the absence of fathers in the home.
We are hoping to raise awareness in the mind of our male figure. We want to reach those men or our fathers and get them to understand that their role is very important and begin to function again. This, we hope, as we enlighten them and bring some awareness to it, we are hoping that it will spread out to the community and we can curb some of the ills that are within the society, because crime and violence can be linked to fatherlessness in the home, runaways, juveniles, and so forth. All these can be linked to the fatherlessness in the home. So we are hoping that we can bring that awareness to our male figure, and by doing that, it can cause them to begin to spark a desire to function as far as husbands, as fathers, as friends, and so forth within the home and by the broadly society.
Assistant Coordinator of Project Men 2020, Nolan Nanton. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.